Well, here is some news for you. I'm going to make you an offer tonight that I can just about guarantee you will not be made in any congregation of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, on this Thanksgiving festival. I'll go even farther. I'm going to make you an offer tonight that I bet will not be made in any Lutheran church in all the world. Nay, in any Christian congregation in all the world. And it's up to you. You get to decide. You get to decide what I am going to preach about this evening. Wow, isn't that a thrill? Now, if you look at the bulletin, you'll see that the sermon listed in the bulletin is called Creator and Redeemer and is based upon the gospel reading from St. Luke, the 10 lepers. We have heard about those 10 lepers many a time. Every Thanksgiving, we hear about the 10 lepers. And then in year C, when the gospel readings from Luke, we hear about the 10 lepers at least two more times over the course of the church year. So, you can hear a sermon about the 10 lepers, or you can hear a sermon about something else entirely different, which I'm not going to let you know what it is. You'll just have to trust me. So again, the choice is yours. If you want to hear a sermon on the 10 lepers, raise your hand. Okay, I see about 4, 5, 6 hands maybe. If you want to hear the sermon on something entirely different, raise your hand. Oh, wait, this isn't Chicago. We had some people who voted twice. This is like a voters' meeting or something. Okay, we're going with something entirely different. Our text for the evening is hymn 892, Come Ye Thankful People, Come. That was the hymn of invocation we sang at the beginning of the service, the one I struggled and coughed through. Come ye thankful people, come. Who are the thankful people that this hymn summons to assemble, to come, to appear before the Lord? Well, these are people who, according to the first article of the Creed, recognize that God is the giver of all good things, that He has given us our body and soul, eyes, ears, all our members, our houses, homes, land, animals, food, every good thing we have. He gives us family, He gives us wife and children, He gives us our pets. And here, at this time of year, which is the harvest, He gives us a bountiful harvest. So these are people who are thankful for the good gifts of God. And that, after all, is what Thanksgiving is all about. Not the opportunity to stuff your face full to overflowing so that you lie bloated on the couch afterwards, or perhaps I should say so that you men lie bloated on the couch afterwards watching a football game while women are busy in the kitchen cleaning up from everything left over that you did not devour. Thanksgiving is a time to remember God's good benefits that He bestows upon us, again, as the Catechism says, without any merit or worthiness on us, of ours. God does it out of His fatherly divine goodness and mercy. And there goes the Robitussin, you know, it's clicking in. And oh. You don't have to be a Christian to celebrate Thanksgiving, although the first Thanksgiving was celebrated by Christians, by Puritans from England, who immigrated for the sake of religious freedom to the Massachusetts Bay Colony, or actually the Plymouth Colony, excuse me. Anyway, Jews celebrate Thanksgiving. Atheists will gather tomorrow and celebrate Thanksgiving. And the gifts they receive come to them from God. Because, as the small catechism reminds us in the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread, God gives daily bread to everyone, even without our prayers, even to all evil people. Must be Tuesday night. I hope you don't mind if I'm a little silly this evening. Again, it's all the cough medicine. Anyway, even to all evil people, but we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread, his good gifts, with thanksgiving. So, first off, the thankful people who come can be anybody. But this is a Christian church. This is a Christian hymn that we sang earlier today. So, addressed in this hymn are a particular people, the people of God in Christ Jesus, those whom he has made a people unique to himself by bringing them into the holy Christian church, the ecclesia, those who are called out of the world, called into fellowship with God, the assembly of the saints. So this hymn is addressed to you and me as members of the holy Christian church, as members of Mount Olive. Come, ye thankful people, come. Raise the song of harvest home. All be safely gathered in ere the winter storms begin. God our Maker doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come. Raise the song of harvest home. And it is the time of year when harvest is gathered in. People have done their canning, put up their frozen vegetables, etc., etc. The earth is going to fall into the sleep of winter very shortly. There won't be any more planting, any more gardening for several months yet. Yet God has provided for us in this coming bleak time. I hope and pray no one in this congregation will be short of food over the winter. I hope and pray that no one in this congregation will lack proper shelter, will go wanting for warmth or other needs of the body. I hope and pray that we as a congregation will look out for one another's welfare, because in doing so, we are God's agents. We do so as God's thankful people, as those whom God has provided for. And so we raise the song of harvest home, and what this does in biblical terms, and this is appropriate at the end of the church year, it looks ahead to the end of the age, to the final harvest, when God gathers to himself out of all times and places his redeemed in Christ. Say, earthly harvest is one thing, but the earthly harvest should remind us of that greater harvest to come. Jesus speaks of it in the parable of the sower. Many times he compares, and Scripture compares, the ingathering of the saints at the end of the age to a harvest, the abundant harvest, the harvest to end all harvests. And so that's what we remember this Thanksgiving, that not only does God provide for our earthly needs, not only are we thankful for the earthly things he has done, but we are thankful that we are his redeemed, forgiven people in Jesus Christ. We are his people and the sheep of his hand, as scripture says. And we are thankful. We are thankful for our earthly blessings, although I'm sure we all fall short in gratitude. As I was reading the epistle reading a little while ago, I could check off, yeah, fall short there. Yeah, I need to do that. But again, we are thankful especially for the gift of Christ our Savior. We are thankful that this evening we can come to God's own temple, his house, this place where God is present to give us the very things we need for life eternal in this world and in the life of the world to come. We heard it in the Old Testament reading. Man does not live by bread alone, or by cranberry sauce, or stuffing, or Thanksgiving turkey, or ham, or green bean casserole, or rice, or gravy, or Parker House dinner rolls, or pumpkin pie, or mincemeat pie, or apple pie. No, man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And it is by the word of God in Christ Jesus that we, sinners, are brought to life, that we are nourished in our faith in Christ so that we can live as his redeemed people and can continue to come regularly to receive his gifts and to offer him our thanksgiving and our praises. Come to God's own temple, come. Raise the song of harvest home. You are called to come. In your baptism, God called you by name and claimed you as his own beloved child in Christ Jesus. He placed his Spirit upon you. That Spirit urges you to come to God's temple where the word is proclaimed, where sins are forgiven, where Christ crucified and resurrected is preached, where the sacrament of his body and blood is distributed. Thanksgiving, as I said at the beginning of the service in my introductory ramblings, the Greek word to give thanks is eucharisteo. Again, the word Eucharist comes from that word. Eucharist is another name for the sacrament of the altar. Now, are any of you going to just avoid Thanksgiving tomorrow? Just forget about it? Anyone here? I don't want that. I'll just open up a can of Vienna sausage. Anybody? Elaine is. Come over. No, don't come to our house. You'll get sick. No, you're going to sit down. You're going to enjoy whatever it is that's set on the table. You're going to receive that turkey, those mashed potatoes, the green beans, the broccoli, the rutabaga, whatever, with thanksgiving and enjoy. And the best way to show your thanks is, you know how? Well, pray, certainly. Yeah, that's what we Christians do. All things are sanctified by the word of God and prayer. But one other way to show your thanks. Okay, picture it. Elaine's at the table. The bounty is spread before her. And the turkey is carved. The ham is steaming and so fragrant. All the food looks so wonderful. And then she cracks open the can of Vienna sausage. That wouldn't be giving thanks. The right way to give thanks is to enjoy the bounty, to partake of the gifts, to dive in and eat it, because that's what the cook would want you to do, and that's what the provider of the good gifts of this earth would want you to do, and that is what God wants you to do concerning the good gifts He has laid before you in His Word and in the sacraments. Eucharisteo, thanksgiving. The best way to show you are thankful for God's gift of salvation in Christ Jesus is to come and to eat Christ's body and to drink His blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Forget the Vienna sausage. Forget the Domino's pizza. You've got Jesus in His body and in His blood here for you tonight and every Sunday and every major festival in the church year. This is thanksgiving, to eat and drink of Christ and receive the good gifts that He provided for you when He went to the cross to die for your sins. Because it is through this means of grace, through His Word and through the sacrament, that you are prepared to participate in that final harvest yet to come. So, be thankful. Make use of the Lord's gifts. Enjoy them. After all, it is no coincidence that after the celebration of the Eucharist this evening, we will sing, thank the Lord and sing His praise. Tell everyone what He has done. Let everyone who seeks the Lord rejoice and proudly bear His name. He recalls His promises and leads His people forth in joy with shouts of thanksgiving. Alleluia, alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.